yada 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 about Marcus Collins and the collective.
Oh my goodness, yada, the yada, shade. Yada. The shade.
Yada 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 about Marcus Collins and the collective.
Oh my goodness.
Who keeps you laughing with all the jokes?
It's JV.
Who keeps it real around all your folks?
It's JV.
You've been looking and what do you know? Congrats, you tapped into the Javon Show. Who keeps you laughing with all the jokes?
It's JV.
Who keeps it real around all your folks?
It's JV.
No matter the outlook, who give you some hope? Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Javon Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Javon Show. I am your host, Javon, and today we are bringing into the studio a young man with a gift that I know God meant for me, but we were in the same area, right? And he was like, I think that Javon might be real big-headed and ego if I give him this. So we're going to give it to somebody that's humble. And God knew what he was doing. And he did it in a great way. So my guest today is a young man with a voice, with a talent, with an attitude, with a personality that you've got to sit and listen to. So join me for the next few minutes as we welcome into the studio the one and only Michael Gibney Jr.
What's going on, man?
Young man, how are you doing, sir?
Good, man. Thank you so much for having me, man. I'm excited, man.
It is a pleasure to have you on the program. This has been years in the making. I will go ahead and put it out there now. I have known you and your gift and your voice for years. And it is now time for the entire planet to get a chance to hear what God has given you. But let's start where we always start. Tell the people, who is Michael Gibney Jr.?
Listen, I am Michael Gibney Jr. from Champaign, Illinois. Been living there, been living there all my life. Y'all, excuse me, Mike.
We want to know.
Sorry about that.
What you doing? Everything all right?
Apparently look like I got some on my nose. I didn't even realize it.
I didn't even recognize it either. You think that the host would have been like, what's that on the boy's nose?
Right.
I didn't see nothing. So that's my bad. I should have done a better job of prepping and production. That's on me.
No. You're good. You're good, man. You're good, man.
So one more time, tell the people, who is Michael Gibney Jr.?
Like I said, I am a gospel recording artist from Champaign, Illinois. I'm just a young man who loves to give God glory, who loves to sing, who loves to just be the best, you know, man that God has called me to be unto his people. And that's who I am. I just love to worship God. I love what I do for him.
Where does this love of music and worship come from?
It actually comes from growing up in the church, you know, watching the late Bishop Gibney, seeing him rest in heaven to my father, just watching him minister to the people of God and, you know, giving his whole heart, not half his heart, but his whole heart into what he was doing. And as a young boy, I watched him and I wanted to implement that into my life as a man now. And so that's actually where I got it from. I got it from my father. You know, he really placed that into my son. If you're going to really do this, you got to have the heart. You got to have the passion to push the gospel, sing, preach, whatever you do, give it and do it with your whole heart.
Now, our condolences, of course, and we send our love to the late Bishop. Tell me about your father, just as a father, as a man, and what he meant to you growing up, just so we can have an idea of the household where you were raised.
Well, as far as my father, he was a go-getter. He, of course, he worked, but his thing was really ministry. He put his whole heart into ministry. He made sure his family was okay. But I see he wanted to be a blessing to the people. He wanted to help his people. As long as his family was okay, he wanted to make sure his flock, the people was okay. I've always seen my dad be such a great help to the people. And I mean, that just inspired me so much to see the things that he was doing as a pastor, just as a man, just as a father to me.
Your father's transition, how has that impacted your walk and your faith?
Javon, being so real with you, like, hurt me to the core, but it showed me, if I could say, how to appreciate life and how to really go after God and realize that you just don't know your time. There's tears in my heart, but I'm holding them back because it hurts so bad. But it just shows me just to be a man, just to go after God, because you never know your time. You never know when it's going to end. And, you know, losing him, that was my best friend. My best friend. And, you know, everything that he instilled in me, I'm just going for it. I'm just going for it. He said, son, do it. And that's what I'm doing.
And that's what you're doing right now. He instilled in you a love of God and a desire to worship him. He introduced you to who he is. And now you get to share that with the world. Yes. What do you want your music to represent? When people leave a Michael Gibney Jr. concert or they hear you sing, what is the takeaway that you want them to have?
Just realizing that I have a pure heart. All I want to do is worship. I want somebody to, for their mindset to be free from things that they've been through, their heart changed by the words that I'm singing out of my mouth, just the purity of God that's set upon me. I want them to see the realness. You know, you have a lot of people who get up there just to sing. I have a heart for God. I have a heart for his people. And I want them to see that through me as I minister to them. Just a pure heart, man. Just a pure heart.
Now, like I stated earlier, I've been listening to you sing for a minute now. What was your first recollection of you actually using your voice in public to represent the kingdom?
Well, I'll go way back to when I was in my dad. We had a little small church. And I recognize that I can sing. And my father had I can't think of the name of it, but he had a song that he had me sing every year at the pastor and wife anniversary. It's an old school song called When My Work. And so I began to sing that every year. And so after that took off, I began to start singing at different churches, started getting invited to different churches, you know, all in the Champaign area. You know, hey, Mr. Gibney, hey, Brother Gibney, can you come here? You know, and I just had the heart to do it. You know, mm-hmm. So I really kind of, like I said, started singing, man, in my father's church or just playing around at home.
Mm-hmm. And then, so around the house, were you able to sing? Because you're still a 90s kid, right? Like you,
that's right.
You had 90s music. Were you able to sing the hits of the 90s? Were you a Backstreet Boy coming through doing some Aaliyah 98 Degrees? Or were you more into the NWA and the Wu-Tang?
Well, see, here's the thing. When you're brought up in holiness, you're brought up in holiness.
Yes, sir.
You weren't able to listen to that stuff in my dad and my family house music, my mom and dad. You couldn't do that. So I grew up on the James Moore. My God. You know, of course, the back in the day, Kurt Franklin, Karen Clark Sheard, you know, even going way back to Reverend James Cleveland. You know, those are the songs that, you know, of course my mom was there, you know, but my father, I grew up listening to music like that with him. And his favorite people was the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Quartets.
Can't so that's what, yes. So let me tell you an insider, Javon. So like my wife, she knows what you're talking about, right? But see me, I didn't grow up like that. All I knew was church music. That's it.
So at a music trivia night of the 90s, she was by herself. You can't give her no help.
Now I'll sing it, but then I'll probably bring some church music into it as well.
So did you know Jodeci?
Yeah, now see, I knew those people. It's just that in my household,
couldn't sing it.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you ever branch off? So I know it was mainly gospel, right? And yeah. you heard the sprinkles of R&B. Did you ever get mm-hmm. influenced by classical, jazz, country, western, stuff like that?
I will say in the R&B genre, I really enjoy Tank. Jamie Foxx. Sorry about his past, but even R. Kelly.
Because you grew up in Illinois, so R. Kelly was real heavy in the 90s.
For sure.
Yeah.
People like not the Temptations, but the Can You Stand the Rain? Right.
Yeah.
Yes. You know that.
So, Mr. Collins, he's watching the show. He says, that's funny because he sounds like those male artists, yet a gospel version. Have you ever actually considered R&B? I know that you're gospel now, but most gospel artists, Be Slade and others included, will make that transition from gospel to R&B. Have you ever thought about it?
Absolutely. I feel there's nothing wrong. You can't just have one mindset. You can't be one mindset. You got to be open to anything. If they wanted me to sing opera, I'll do it. Listen, you give me a teacher, let's make it happen. That's what I'm about. Like, you know, you just can't be so closed-minded because you never know what opportunity could be presented to you.
Because I was going to ask, because when you were, and believe me, my brain goes to places where it's not supposed to go. So It's not that I thought too hard about it, but when you was talking about growing up gospel and really being mind-focused on gospel, I'm like, so the man is married. His wife does R&B or knows R&B. That's her genre. Was Honeymoon Night Canton Spirituals? George Metamorph Clark. Moving on. Don't answer that. Tell me about this beautiful wife of yours who I've had the pleasure of meeting. How has she been a support system to you and your ministry?
So here's the thing. Let's go back a little bit real quick. So when it comes to the honeymoon, of course, I've grown up, man. You know, that we can't do nothing like that. You know, we play maybe like a little bit of Al Green. Let's get it on. Let's get it on, you know. But one thing I thank God for my wife. I thank God for just the new man that he's created me to be. She has opened me up basically to the R&B world. I knew about it, but she knows a lot about it. So I'll be asking her all different kind of questions. But just as far as her, she's been just praying for me, you know, just being here for me. And man, she's just great all the way around, man. She's great around. And also we got a beautiful baby girl that's due here in 4 weeks.
4 weeks. You're about to be a girl dad.
Yes, sir.
In 4 weeks. Are you ready, though? Have you already got your license to carry? Have you started sharpening the sword?
Absolutely. With no questions asked.
Because it's essential nowadays.
Yes, sir.
You know, what are some of the things that you remember in your mind, going back to your dad, that you were just ready to start implementing with your daughter, whether it is like sayings that your dad used to say or just ways that he would go about addressing you? Have you already started thinking about those things and like how you're going to start doing that with your daughter?
Absolutely. One thing that I will say is I already told my wife, with these dresses, we going Kojic style after stylish style. Put them dresses down. You better put some tights or some leggings on there. That's one thing I remember. Yeah.
With the Kojic dress.
Absolutely. You better make sure the pep on tight. I might playing them. I ain't playing no game. No.
No.
I promise you I ain't. I ain't playing no game.
We're not doing tight diapers. I mean, yeah, tight Pampers. No, they need to be fitted.
No. Hello.
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 No accentuation over here. I understand, Doc. I understand. All right. So, are we looking for a full household? Are we doing like 7, 8 little Gibbonies running around?
The Lord ain't told me that. He said, you know, they say be fruitful and multiply. That's what the Bible said. But
so that means at least 2.
Javon?
I'm just asking questions. Listen, I have a platform. I'm supposed to be asking questions. Mr. Collins said, ask the man questions. I'm asking him questions. I want to know how many Gibbonies, and are they going to be like the Clark sisters? Is there going to be a group of Gibbonies, the Gibbony singers?
No, man.
Are they going to be, are you prepping them for a band? You know that I wanted my kids to be a band. I said, I'm having 7 kids. I'm going to have a drummer, a backup drummer, a bass, an acoustic, an electric. I'm going to have lead keys. I'm going to have a horn section. I thought that my kids was going to be musicians and was going to be backing me up. And that first kid was like, nah, I don't
want to do that. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. So I have been stuck having to play and sing for myself. Is the Gibbony Singers going to be releasing an album in 15 years, Mr. Gibbony?
Well, I will say something about me and my wife, yes. But I do have a 10-year-old. He plays the drums.
There it is.
My baby boy that's 2.
Uh-huh.
He's beating on stuff. We still don't know what he's going to do.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, preferably my baby girl, either she sings, play the washboard. She going to do something.
The washboard. Give that baby the washboard. I'm ready for the music video of the baby with the washboard. I am ready for it today. I'm
ready. It may go viral.
I don't know why she wouldn't. Do you have a name? Do you have a name already?
Yes, I do. But you know what? With my wife, you know, she don't like to release stuff out there. A beautiful name.
I'm done with you. Can I get the wife? Bring the wife. Everything is the wife. The wife, the wife, the wife. Bishop wouldn't be referring to the wife. I want the wife.
No, her name is Lil Kinsley, man. Lil Kinsley, man. I'm just messing. Lil Kinsley.
No, I'm just playing with you, but that's a beautiful name. I know that you're ready. I know that she's ready for the baby to come on through.
Yes, man.
That's fantastic. So we spent some time talking about the family that and the support system you have for the music. Let's talk about the music. There's a single that's going to be released into the atmosphere soon, yes?
Yes, yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so we already know that my father passed back in 2021. And, you know, I entitled the song Give You Praise. And the reason why I entitled the song Give You Praise is because, you know, in spite of everything that I have endured since losing my father, I still have to give him praise. I have to praise him with my whole heart. the song says, you have shown me favor. He's shown me favor over my life. He's shown me kindness. Still got to be kind, you know, with grieving, you know what I mean? And forgiveness, you know, because we go through different things in life to where we have to learn how to forgive people. And I still would like to give God praise in spite of everything. So that's what this song really means to me, man. Just giving God praise through everything that I've been through in my life, especially with losing my father.
Can you tell us about the recording process? When did you know that this was going to be the song? And what was the process like for you being in the studio and actually recording it?
Well, I recorded this project with a guy by the name of PJ. And, you know, we both were working, we were working together. And the process of being in the studio, man, it was an amazing feeling because I was able to express myself. Sometimes we can go into the studio and we just sing, just the same. But I was able to release some things that was on me. When I was singing the song, during the song, tears began to flow. And I believe that's when I knew that the song was real and I knew it meant something to me. You know, because I put so much feeling into the song.
That's what's up. And if you don't mind, can we get just a little bit of a sample of that song right now?
Sure. You have shown me favor. Yeah. You have shown me kindness. Oh. You have shown me forgiveness. I would like to give you praise, 'cause you've shown me grace. Got to praise your name. I'll praise your name. I'll praise your name. So that's the song, man.
It's a beautiful song. Beautiful song. When did that song get birthed to you?
Like I said, when I lost my dad, man, and God gave me those words, and like I said, it was from my heart, man. When I lost my dad, that's what God gave me.
How has your mom been a support system through this? I know we talked about your dad and his passing, but with your mom, she's still here. How has she been able to give you the support and to help keep you up?
I thank God for my mother. My mother's a very, very strong woman. She's been through a lot in her life. She's shown me how to be strong. She's shown me how to be to love people when they don't even love you, you know, because she's been through it all. And I thank God for the love and support. Me and my mother, we've all been through a lot, but me and my mother, we've been through a lot, even with me growing up. But she's still been here. She's still been solid. She's still been my rock. She's been my biggest support system since she's had me, you know. And I give a huge shout out to her for just being the woman that she is and that she has been for my father, and even for us as her children. So shout out to my mom, Lady Gibney. Love you, mama.
Now, is this going to be her first granddaughter?
Yes.
So you realize that that child ain't really going to be yours.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure I don't want no surprises.
Right.
Just want to make sure that you knew that from the moment that baby is released from the womb, mama going to be like, okay, go on, give it through.
Yeah.
Go on, give it through. So.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Well, we talked about family, and we've talked about the new single that's coming up. So everything that Mr. Collins has given me direction to do, I have done it, and I've done it to the best of my abilities. Now it's the time that I have the most fun on my show for a little segment we call The Creative Break. This is my fun time. So I know you grew up in listening to Cat and Spirituals, Mighty Clouds of Joy, and all them. But there's something that you listen to, or something that you know that most people who know you probably don't know that you know.
Okay.
During this time, we would like for you to sing something that nobody would believe Michael Gibney Jr. knows.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Now, I know that this has been hung upon you, so I'm going to give you 30 seconds to think of what song you want to bring to the people to sing that they wouldn't believe that you know. And while you're thinking about that, I'm going to sing something just as a buffer while you're preparing your song. Okay. Mama, Gibney, you know he loves you.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know he loves you, mama. Mama giving it keys to his soul. Your love is like
Oh my God.
Mama, give me the, he wants you to know. You're the leader to his soul.
Wait, you mumbled the last word.
I'm not. I sing that in perfect harmony and key. Thank you very much.
Javon, you're funny.
We love you, Mama Gibbony. We just wanted you to know that we give you love and respect as well. I did that on behalf of your son. He wanted me to sing that for you. So this is our expression of love and gratitude as a collective. As a background collective, we are showing you love.
Yes, sir.
So, with that, you've had some time. What song is it that nobody would believe Michael Gibbony Jr. knows?
And it can be
whatever gospel, you want it to be. Whatever you want it to be. Hold on. News alert. She loved it. That's all. She loved it. Love it.
Thanks, Mama.
Love it.
Good job, Javon.
Thank you, Mama. That was for you. Now, whatever song you want to sing, whatever genre, what song would nobody believe that Michael Gibbony Jr. knows?
Let's see. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Thine the glory, hallelujah, amen.
Oh, you just gonna make up a song. That's fine. You can do that too. That's fine. We're gonna make up songs. Okay. This is not the segment about we making up songs. Okay, we making up songs. Okay, here's my made up song.
You made up one.
I love the Sonic drinks because it quenches my thirst.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't know we were just gonna make up songs, sir. My goodness gracious. Well, the fact remains, you can sing.
Good Hallelujah. Lord,
you can sing. And I am looking forward to, once again, the world being able to hear your voice.
Yes.
Finally, it being released out into the atmosphere for the whole world to just sit and just meditate on and just worship with. Where will you be coming up soon? Like, what is the future for Michael Gibbony Jr.?
Well, I have a live single taping.
Glory.
That's coming up this coming Sunday.
Excellent.
You don't want to miss.
Don't want to miss. Don't want to.
You miss it, you'll miss out. Chicago, Illinois at New St. Matthew's Baptist Church. Be there. 530 West Harrison Street. Mm-hmm. Be there. Beat me there.
Now, will you just be doing the single, or will there be other songs as well, other artists, things like that?
Yeah, I'll be doing my single, and we will also have gospel recording artist Shamika Atkins from Chicago, Illinois. We'll have Jahari McGee from Chicago. Then we'll have the pastor, the founder of New St. Matthew Baptist Church, Evie Pastor Daniel Smith. God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
And are you still adding me to the bill? Am I still coming? Am I still sharing my gifts?
Yes, because God has given you a gift.
Huh? God has stirred up the gift.
He smiled on you, but he gave you a gift.
Yes, he did. It's a precious gift.
I don't know if it's singing, but it's a gift.
No, let's not backtrack. It's a gift. No, we're not going to backtrack on this thing. I am bringing a gift. My talents and skills to the church in Chicago. I'm excited for it, man. I'm excited to just, again, I hope the place is packed out with supporters and love, and that you just get out there and just let God minister through you. For those who want to get in contact with you, for those who want to know more about you, where do they go? What do we need to do in order to reach out and touch Michael Gibbony Jr.?
Listen, you can reach out to me via Facebook, Michael Gibbony Jr., Instagram, M. Gibbs Jr., and also if you want to follow me on Snapchat, It'll be M. Gibbs 10. Follow me.
Are you out there ticking and talking?
Oh, man, I really don't get into TikTok, man.
Okay. All right.
Okay. No, kind of old school, man. I try to keep it simple.
I got you. Well, y'all go out there and snap at your boy and make sure you guys follow him. Make sure you all follow his track to success. This is somebody who I got jinx because Mr. Collins said hosting is definitely a gift, and then I just showed right here the so let's try that one more time. I've already forgot what I was about to say. No, make sure you all follow him now before he becomes this ultra successful entrepreneur and world traveling evangelizing singer. Get him now, support him now, and be a part of the team that helped him become successful, that base of followers that knew that he has something great and that you all were there to support him at the foundation of it. So we appreciate you, Michael Gibney Jr. I am so excited for you. Man, you know that you are my brother. I love you with my heart. I'm so excited for this opportunity for you. And if you need anybody to ever come through and host / sing, I got you. Because with my hosting comes my singing, with my singing comes my hosting. But if I can't do nothing else, I'm going to make sure that the world knows about you and who you are and this amazing single that's coming out. So thank you for coming on the show today, sir. Did you have anything else for the people that you wanted to leave them with?
Yes. Before I go, this is something that I have to do. I want to give a huge shout out to my boss, my manager, my CEO, Marcus Collins, and the collective. Because his team is amazing as well. You can't just have him without the team. You can't have a team without him. I want to give a huge shout out to you, man, for just being who you are, who God has created you to be, man, in the season before me, after me, and even in the present, man. I want to thank you and your team for everything, man. And we're only going up. We are only going up. And I thank you for believing in me, believing in the gift that God has given me. And, man, let's just bombard heaven this weekend and for the future, man. I want you to know I love you, and I love the team as well. Thank you again, Javon, as well, for this opportunity. I love you, bro, and let's continue to work for his kingdom.
Absolutely, and I'm just going to throw this out there. I understand what you were saying about Marcus Collins. I'm going to go ahead and edit that completely out because let me tell you why I'm hating right now. This is a hater moment. I'm being transparent. I said Marcus Collins, former, Thorn Ridge. You know, we got this whole connection thing right here. So why don't you go ahead and represent me while I'm trying to do this thing out in the world? He was like, I got to go and take care of something real quick, but we can talk about that later. And it has been later for 2 years now. So, yada, yada, yada about Marcus Collins and the collective.
Oh, my goodness. Yada, the shade. The shade.
Yada, yada, yada about Marcus Collins and the collective.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, sure, he's great at what he does. Sure, he's masterful. Sure, he's a great articulate leader, and he does what he does at a high level. Look at him.
The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie.
And that's all I got to say. With his
Bible says, love you. The Bible says, love your brother.
Oh, we gonna love him from a distance. Allow me to hate him for at least 30 more seconds. Because Lord knows I love that man to death. All right.
Yes, sir.
So, yes, Marcus Collins, yada, yada, yada. So, we appreciate you, Mr. Michael Gibney Jr., for coming on the show today. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. We look forward to the release. Thank you to Elevate Magazine, Dr. Anisha Thompson, Dr. Corey Thompson, to our executive producer, Mr. Marquise. I almost said Marquise Boones. That is not his name. And I almost said Marquise Collins. See, there's too many Marcuses and Marquises out here. Marquise Jokes.
Let me tell you, when I first met Marcus, I was saying, I kept calling him Marquise. He said, dude, my name is Marcus. That's all my fault.
Right. And you know what? His mama named him Marcus. I'm going to still call him Marquise. because I'm hating. This is a season of hating. Doctor.
Oh my goodness, Jamal, you're funny.
Dr. T.L. Holmes, and to everybody associated with the program, to my assistants, to my social media team, to everybody that has come and helped with the Javon Show. Thank you to each and every one of you. And hey, season three, we are out here and we are killing it. We're looking forward to it. And yeah, I'll see you at the Stellas. And you better have somebody having your back too, because I'm not playing with you. I'm going to hug you.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on.
I'm going to hug you with the Stellas.
I'm going to be at the Stellas, so you see him, you're going to see me. Hold on, I'm out. Wait a minute.
How about this? I'm going to hug you both. How about that?
Well, we'll hug you back with the love of the Lord.
And check this out. And I'm going to pray for y'all leading up to the Stellas, because that's how I roll. Huh?
Well, we gonna pray for you too, brother.
Wait a minute. How about this? How about I'm going to continue to wish multiple success upon you and your life. What about that, my brother?
But how about we going to wish more success, and God is getting ready to do something in your life. How about that?
First of all, don't come around me wishing me blessings and success when I'm trying to be here wishing you blessings and success.
Well, we two African-American brothers on here, we got to push each other to success. How about that?
How about this? I love you, man.
No, I love you, brother.
God, play with me.
Ooh, ooh.
All right. Y'all, by the way, rest of y'all, have a good day. Love y'all. Take care of yourselves and each other. Get a little bit crazy.